I know a priest who we'll call, for our purposes, Father Michael, from a diocese with a large retiree population. Father Michael is a good priest who is very prayerful and gifted with finances. He spent his first few years as a pastor in a stable parish with a balanced budget and many active retired parishioners. Then things would change quite a bit for Father Michael. He was asked, or maybe even told, by the bishop to take a parish in the middle of a large state university. Father Michael was not happy about this new assignment. The church had a serious debt. Father Michael is foreign-born, and he has a strong accent. He also knew that his personality was low-key. Father Michael thought that the parish needed a dynamic priest that could animate the youth. How could this ever be a good match? Well, after a few months, Father Michael started to get to know the students. He spent time with them and had conversations at the Newman Center. Father Michael listened to them and had compassion for the many struggles they were experiencing as young Catholics living in a secular environment. Now, after several years of service to the parish, Father Michael has grown to love his flock. They also appreciate him for his prayerfulness, humble manner, and fatherly care. The parish is finally out of debt, and many vocations are actually coming from this school and community. This is not an unusual story. In fact, despite the dwindling number of priests, many parishes recognize their pastor as a true shepherd and father. In God's loving care for us, we are blessed with the priesthood. Priests are to live in persona Christi Capitas, we hear, or in the person of Christ the head. They are normal weak men who are chosen to stand in the place of Christ, especially in regards to the sacraments. At their ordination, the priest receives an indelible mark on their soul, the same thing as we receive at baptism or confirmation. It will never go away. We then call them Father, since they are by their ordination to be servant leaders of the parish. This means that they're to be the first to lay down their lives for their congregation and flock. This is why the priests of the Roman Rite have the discipline of celibacy. They are to give their whole life as pastors to their people. The shepherd spends every waking hour with his sheep. He walks with them, leading them to water and food. The shepherd sleeps next to the sheep, with an eye open always for the wolf or any other kind of danger that might be there. What a beautiful gift it is to sacrifice family, time, and career to lay down our lives for the flock. The bar is indeed set high for the priest. He is to live as Jesus did. Our culture today does not support such commitments as it did in the past. Yet God, He is always faithful. He does not change with fads or cultural norms. Jesus knows well the best way to care for his sheep. He also knows how to inspire those who are called to become spiritual fathers of hundreds of people. Despite their weaknesses, God continues to give the same supernatural grace to those called to shepherd his flock. On this World Day of Prayer for Vocations, let us give thanks for the witness of so many priests and religious who have influenced our own lives. God is still calling. Do you know someone who appears to have the grace and qualities to be a religious or priest? As a religious priest myself, I can tell you that there's no greater joy than to be known as a father to so many. Wherever I go, people call me Father. I am challenged to serve and to love them as God's children. What a life it is. We are living in a world today that's been wounded by infidelity. This leads many to be cynical, but we must believe that God is bigger than our woundedness. He does not stop trusting us or working on our behalf through others. There are many good priests today, many who silently but heroically go about their daily work of being spiritual fathers. Let us pray for more vocations to the priesthood and religious life. May God continue to send shepherds into his field to care for each and every one of us.